This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for joining me. Today is Phobia Relief Day. To explain how to accept and overcome your phobia is phobia relief expert and founder, Calliope Barless. Thanks for joining me, Calliope.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Could you tell me a little bit about Phobia Relief Day? How did it start?
Well, I've started many years ago. I had my own phobia of public speaking. But because I learned these amazing skills called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and saw just how what value they had to people, that I decided I had to start talking about it. So I wrote a book called Phobia Relief, From Fear to Freedom, and basically founded Phobia Relief Day, which is taking place on May 8th, so that people who suffer from fears can learn the skills, as well as their family and friends who want to help, and even professionals who want to gain a feel for the skills.
Now, how do phobias develop?
Well, it's funny you ask that, because a lot of people want to talk about who, what, where, and when it all started. But the truth is that I'm not so concerned about that. What I want to know most about is how they're thinking about what they fear, because too often what they fear doesn't even have to be in their sight. They just have to think about it, and they have these, like, crazy feelings going on. So it's really how you're thinking about it.
So wait, you said that it doesn't have to be in front of you? Like, what kind of, like, an example of what kind of phobia would that be?
Well, I don't know if you remember a commercial about, I can't remember what it was about, but they were sitting at dinner and suddenly someone showed a spider on a phone, and the person jumped out of their seat just because they saw an image of a spider. The spider wasn't there, which means it was the idea of the spider that was scaring them more than the spider itself.
Now, wouldn't that be really a fear, or are those different?
Well, yeah, there's certainly a difference between a fear and a phobia, because there are natural fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. And it's also natural to have a fear if you're in danger. That's a legitimate response. But what a phobia is really something that holds you back from living your life the way that you want to be, prevents you from going places, prevents you from getting a pet when your kids really want them, prevents you from being a good spouse or a great parent and anything else like that at work. So it's really those fears that are irrational that hold us back that are the phobias.
Now, what kind of phobia would that, like, it's kind of hard for me to wrap around my head, because myself, you know, I'm not that fearless, but I couldn't imagine something holding me back from doing everyday life. So what kind of phobias would affect a person like that?
Well, I've met several people who just won't leave their house.
Wow.
They won't go on vacations with their family because they're so afraid of traveling. There are families that won't buy a dog because they have such a fear of dogs. There are people who fear a career change, even though it may be the best thing for them if an opportunity arises. And so it's these kind of phobias that really hold people back from living their purpose and building their best life ever.
Now, I know, like, it's a common thing, advice you hear from people. It's like, oh, you just have to face your fears. But in that case, like, you know, how do you put yourself in a situation where you face your fear? But in a way, it's like you just said, like someone who's afraid of changing their careers. How do you kind of face that? It's kind of situational, right?
Well, that's right. And when it comes to changing your career, that requires planning. Like, you wouldn't want to just quit your job because you have to pay your bills. You have to take care of yourself and your family. And the truth is that there's a step-by-step process, especially with something like fearing a career change, that you need to think about what it is that you want instead of what you don't want. So you want to have more money versus I don't want to be poor anymore. Because once you start stating things like I want to have wealth in all areas of my life, your brain starts searching and sorting through the world to make it happen. It's sort of the same as if you search for something on the internet. It goes through the algorithms and it finds exactly what you're looking for. Well, once you make a picture inside your mind of what it is that you want, where it is that you want to be, and what it is that you want to be doing. The clearer, the more focused that is in a running movie inside your mind, the greater your ability to actually get it.
Could a person have more than one phobia at a time?
Sure. I've worked with people who have lots of phobias going on all at once, and it's a matter of dealing with each one step by step and one at a time.
Ooh, I feel kind of bad for those people, because I couldn't imagine having like a fear of dogs and cats, or would that be just a fear of all animals?
Well, it depends on the person. Too often, whenever it is that someone does fear an animal, they'll remember a time, let's say when they were a child and a big dog barked in their face, and too often that dog was moving in towards them so that the teeth got even bigger. And they remember that idea as big as it is, even though they've grown up to be an adult. And so what I have them do is shrink down the image inside their minds and blink it black and white, as if they're turning on and off a switch, down being black and up being white, and maybe vice versa. And so that each time they blink it black and white and do this a few times, shrink it down, the charge inside their minds dissipates. It lessens, so that how they feel is more neutral, so that they then can more respond more appropriately to any given situation.
Now, you said about that was kind of like a childhood trauma, but can someone get a phobia later in life, like in their 40s or 50s?
Absolutely. I mean, a fear or phobia can be developed in any point of your life. But the good news is that all of us, they say that all of us were born with only two fears, and that's the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Every other fear is learned, which means it can be unlearned. And when we change the structure of the thought, it changes how we feel. So in answer to your question, you can change a phobia as quickly as it was learned, or almost as quickly.
So, you know, you say you can learn it. Can you learn it from your parents? So if like your mom is scared of crossing the street, I don't know, or like scared of dogs, could you learn that fear from her?
It's very possible, because as a child and even as an adult, we have a tendency to mirror activity. And any sort of mirroring, even though it's mirrored, it can be changed, because any behavior that we see as a child is often imprinted. But the truth is that the only thing that imprints it is how we're thinking about it, the actual thought, the idea, which means that we can change it. And you can change how you think at any given point in your life. Because I can sit here and say, think of a wonderful time in your life, and you'll feel a certain way. Now, think of a not-so-good time in your life, and you'll feel a different way. And all you did was change what you're thinking about and how you're thinking about it, which changed how you feel. So once I teach someone to become more aware of how they're thinking, you have more control.
What could you do at home to combat a phobia?
Well, it's very simple. I've developed these skills that have brought value to many people's lives. It's taken them out of the house so that they can actually start doing things that they love. I've worked with people over the phone and gotten rid of their phobias. And really, if anyone would love to, the skills are written in my book, Phobia Relief, From Fear to Freedom. And the good news is that for your listeners, I'm offering a virtual ticket to Phobia Relief Day. So if they go to phobiareliefday.org and click on I Want to Buy Tickets, and they enter the code PRD, the number 4, me, so it's PRD for me, the number 4, me, they'll have free access to the audiobook version of Phobia Relief on May 8th, this coming Monday.
Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here.
Oh, sure thing, and thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it. You ask great questions, and I really appreciate the opportunity to get these skills out there to the world, so that they can have greater hope and end their suffering and start building their best life ever.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAYNE. PAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.